Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now. Beat
Breakfast with Niall and Sean. Happy Friday, y'all.
Yay, woohoo, happy Friday. In what is like an unexpected turn of events, shall we say, I might watch the Late Late Show tonight. I know it clashes with Big Brother. Colin Farrell is on it. That's a big name. That's a big name.
Yeah, it is a decent name for the Late Late, in fairness. Yeah. Still not worth sitting through, though. He's on it all the time.
Do you know who else is on it? One of my favourite actors from one of my favourite movies, Rupert Everett from My Best Friend's Wedding.
Brilliant. Love
the moment I wake up. Yeah, there you go. I'll leave it there. Yeah. Anyway, happy Friday to you.
Was Rupert Everett in the Spice World, the movie as well? Was he the manager? I think he was.
In Spice World?
Yeah, in the movie.
Yes, and he was into... Oh, now, it's all coming back to me now, in the words of Celine Dion. He was in a movie with Madonna.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it, but he was,
Right, anyway, that's her Friday entertainment sorted when she gets in from the fireworks.
The fireworks, yeah.
I hope you're well this morning. It's Friday's Beat Breakfast. Show is back. We're here having the crack. And on the way this hour, we have got cheese or no cheese. We're going into battle later this hour. Also Snickers versus Knickers coming shortly. I want to say fair play Sabrina, our overall winner on Beat the Bomb this week with 13 points. And she's our big winner with Secret Valley Wildlife Park in Clonroche in Wexford. We've got all the Halloween crack going on there. And she's going to head there with the family for some fun, and she's getting her family lunch voucher for the Hungry Tortoise Cafe and Restaurant.
Oh, deadly. And can we just give a shout out to our Megan and to our Aoife from Beat News, who tonight are heading to the Scare Night in Secret Valley, and Aoife is terrified.
Oh, I can understand.
It's going to be good. There's a corn maze and I couldn't get out of it in the daylight, so best of luck, girls.
Right, we push on. We've got Snickers versus Knickers on the way next. Today, we're going to follow on from that, and it's going to be you and me going into battle this morning show, because today is National Dictionary Day, okay?
National Dictionary Day.
Dictionary Day.
Do you know, this is funny, actually, because I don't know if you did this when you were younger or not, but like, obviously, Eve is reading a lot now. It's like that stage where it's very important that you, you know, like every single
expand your vocabulary.
And one of the things that I did as a kid, and I was chatting to Tom about it, and he said, no, I never did that, was when I was reading a book, I would get a pencil. Obviously, if it was a library book, you couldn't do it, but if it was your own book, I would underline the words in each chapter that I didn't know. And then my mom and I would sit down with the dictionary and we'd like learn.
And then I would try and put it into my next essay in school. I'd try jam it in a place where it probably didn't really fit, you know?
Sporadically.
What losers you
are. I know,
Do you not have a life? Do you not have a Game Boy or something you can be playing?
No, that's how you learn, like, new words.
That's why I'm so... What's the word I was going to say?
You're such a thespian.
Fluid. Not fluid. But yeah.
Fluid?
Yeah. Something. I can't think of it.
It begins
with an F, I know.
Foie gras.
So you learned all these words and you can't find the words.
I just can't find this one word.
You're well read.
You didn't underline it in the book.
So anyway, it's World Dictionary Day to celebrate the birthday of Noah Webster, first dictionary man, and you can go and learn all your words today. But I thought this would be the perfect opportunity this morning to introduce the Beat Breakfast spelling bee.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
You
so, Killian.
Head to head. Now, do you have some words?
I have some words.
Okay. Usual thing. Do you want to go first? Do you want to go second, show?
I'll go first. Go for it.
Okay. The Beat Breakfast spelling bee. Whenever you're ready, let's do it.
Okay. Word number one. It's an easy one, but some people find it hard to spell. The word is gobbledygook.
Oh God. It's in the dictionary. I have no idea how to spell
that. That's in the dictionary. Gobbledygook.
That's a hard one now, to be fair.
So, did you want definition or
do you want me to use it in a sentence?
Just spelling. It's a spelling bee.
No, you don't have to use it in a sentence. Gobbledygook. Am I allowed to have a...
Language that is meaningless or is made unintelligible by excessive use of technical terms.
I genuinely have no idea how to spell that. You've never written it, have you? Because it just sounds to me like a makey-uppy word. It's not real.
That's what's in the dictionary as. To use it in the sentence is, will you pass me over that gobbledygook? Or that lad's talking some
that's
gobbledygook.
That's wrong, is it? Okay, no, he's laughing at me. Gobbledygook. I'm just phonetically spelling it. G-O-B-B?
Yes.
Gob-il. I-L?
No.
Y-L?
No.
No.
E-L?
No.
No.
L-E.
Ellie,
Gobble. Oh, gobble. Okay, as in gobble your food. Okay.
Go on, keep, you've got I'll, this I'll wrong, try, but keep yeah, going, yeah.
keep going. G-O-B-B-L-E, gobble, D-I.
Nope.
D-E.
Yes.
D-gook.
Gook.
G.
Yeah.
G. gook. So gook. Is it like duke or duk?
Spell it like
G-U-C-K or G-O-O-K?
It is G-O-B-B-L-E-D-E-G-O-O-K.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, my, still wrong.
No. That was
Jesus,
it.
That was, what is that?
Okay.
That was an epic fail.
Word number two, then.
Find me somebody that's ever used that word or written it down in
I'm
going to
use it in a work email today now.
Okay, I dare you. Yeah. Go on.
Nauseous.
Oh, good one. Okay. N-A-U.
Yes.
It's hard.
C-E-O-U-S.
C-E-O-U-S.
You are so close. It's S-E-O-U-S. Nauseous. You have everything right by the C.
Why did I think it was C? Nosh.
I don't Noshes. Know.
Okay.
That's why
okay.
It's in there.
Yeah. Right, third and final
give
one.
Give me the fail music. It's okay. I can take it. No, you didn't give me that.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
Third word. Onomatopoeia.
Ah, jeez.
Oh, no. Onomatopoeia.
If I was listening, I wouldn't be... I wouldn't care. I just go, I'm out.
Do you want the definition?
I know what it is.
Okay, explain it then.
It's all those vowels at the end and that one that get me.
It's the formation of a word from a sound associated with what it is named. So, cuckoo or sizzle. Sizzle sounds like a sizzle. Yeah. Do you want to use it in a sentence?
Nah.
Okay.
I tell ya.
Park up there, will you? We're having a nice little quiz here. I don't want any negativity.
This is the way. You see, I'm not competitive. I need to be more competitive. On a mat. On a mat. Like, so O-N.
Yeah.
A.
No.
O N on a on a
on
O O N O.
Yes.
On O mat M A T.
Yes.
On O mat a a.
No.
No.
O N O M A T a paya.
Oh.
E P.
No.
I P.
No. What?
What are their vowels? Yeah. Onomata. So I've got the first bit.
You got onomat.
You got sorry, it's onomat.
Onomat.
Onomatopoeia.
OP.
OP.
Yeah. Onomatope.
I'm so sorry.
These are all glad I'm back, are you? paya. P could be anything. Could be P A Y A.
No.
No, we won't go with that. I agree with you. It could be P. Paya. P-E. Paya. It could be P. Like as in Pia. P. P-E-A. Okay.
No.
Give it a crack.
Give it a crack. One final.
Yeah.
I'm going to have
O-N-O. M-A-T. O-P. Paya. A-Y-A. No.
No.
Paya.
No.
E-A.
I'm going to put you out your misery. It is O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A.
O-E-I-A.
Oh, that's what I meant when I was doing the O-E-I-A.
Oh, yeah, sorry. If only.
Right.
So none right?
No. That dictionary thing that I did with my mom didn't work.
It didn't work.
Anne, are you listening this morning? Fail.
I'll have a quick...
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
How are yous?
Jay was on to us. He says, your onomatopoeia spelling reminded me of E-I-E-O. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah.
It wasn't far from it.
I love that.
It's World Dictionary Day, and we're celebrating with the official Beat Breakfast Spelling Bee. So far, show's gone, and 0 out of 3.
Yeah.
So it's my turn to have a quick go at this now and see if I can get one.
Yeah. You're really smart.
But the words he's picking, in fairness to you now.
Okay.
Go on.
Word number one.
Mm.
It's actually a tricky one to spell. You wouldn't think so.
Go on.
Hey, I'm feeling tension here. Maneuver.
Maneuver.
Oh.
A movement or series of moves, oi oi, requiring skill and care.
Oi oi. You'll get that one.
Well, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go straight to it. M-A-N.
Yeah.
O-E-V.
No.
No. Oh. There was another letter in there.
Is it O-U-V?
No.
Oh.
Is there another A in there or something?
No.
Go on then.
Oh my god.
I want to know the answer.
He's getting thick.
This is Niall now getting
so
annoyed.
No, give it a try. Give it a try.
Maneuver.
You were halfway there. You're just missing one letter.
What?
It's O-U-V.
No.
O-E-U-V.
There we go.
R-E.
V-R-E.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Maneuver.
R-E. Okay, fair play. Well done. Well done.
I'm not going to give it to you because you got it wrong on the first attempt.
Let's go number
okay.
two.
One that's very hard to pronounce, but also very hard to spell, and I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
So we'll give it a shot. Worcester.
Oh,
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. We've said this. I don't know. You've been on the show many years, and I know you've talked about it once a year.
Yeah, but so I still.
You don't know how to spell it.
So you say your version of it. It'll help me.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
No, I don't know.
Worcestershire. Is there a shire in it?
Worcestershire. Oh no, it's actually not. It's Worcestershire. That's how you say it. It's Worcestershire.
I'm not convinced.
You have
okay.
to spell it.
W-O-R-C.
W-O-R-C, yeah.
E-S-T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
E-R.
No. R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
S-H-I-R-E.
That is correct.
Oh,
well done.
I'm glad I had those crisps.
So it is.
Yeah, no, it looks like Worcestershire.
It looks like Worcestershire.
But it's Worcestershire. They say it all in one very quick go, don't they? Worcestershire.
It's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire
sauce.
Right, okay. One more to go then.
Yeah, you don't need to get this one. This is one now that I thought would be easy to spell, but I thought it was quite hard to spell. Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Okay.
Do you want me to use it in a sentence?
No, thanks. No.
I'm sorry, hold on.
Hang on a second. I've just come back from a few days in Ibiza. What did you just say? I have what? Did you say show has?
No. He said, I think I have this.
All right, okay.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the spelling, not the problem. Right, let's have a go with it. Chlamydia. C-H-L.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Niall.
A-M-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D-I-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure that that's something to be particularly proud of, but like, if you want to take well. That as it's
Niall got chlamydia.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got Niall chlamydia, everybody. Round of applause. Yay.
Start your day laughing. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with your mates.
Good morning. Niall and Killian with you. Morning. He's joined us too. How are you?
Good morning.
Did we drag you in from your breakfast there? I could see him nibbling away.
Yeah,
at your desk.
I'm only about a quarter of a way through my blah this morning.
A blah for breakfast?
I told you I eat two blahs every day. Yeah. And I have one first thing and then I have one at about 11 o'clock. Then I go home.
What's in
and
the blah?
Blah?
What's in your 7 a.m. blah?
Turkey.
Oh, gosh.
That's bloody brilliant.
I have the protein in.
Just a turkey.
No
a turkey
butter.
Blah.
No mayo.
Oh, yeah.
No
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah,
but just turkey.
Turkey, butter, and mayo.
Nothing fancy in there then,
no.
Right?
Sounds
okay.
Droll.
Okay. The reason I've invited you in, well, over the last couple of days, we've been doing little tests at this hour to see where people are at. And we had our maths test 2 days ago. Mm. We had our spelling bee yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. And today it's all about pronunciation.
Right.
Okay, so there's been a bit of conversation online about this, that, you know, pronouncing common foreign words, international words, can be tricky for Irish people. Mm-hmm. But people, I often see this with your mum or stuff, often put on a special voice when they try and pronounce words. You know when you're in a restaurant, an Italian restaurant, and you're trying to...
Carbonara.
Carbonara. Tagliatelle.
And you wiggle the hand as well.
So what I wanted to do this morning was just test the two of you out on a few common international words and just see, we can all agree with... Was that a good pronunciation or was that a bad pronunciation? Right.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Killian. We'll let you go first. Here's your three words, one by one. If you get make your way through them, the first one is a common green veg that is quite enjoyable, I have to say. So what are we saying here, Killian?
I know this one.
Do
very
you?
Well.
Amazing.
Because, like you said, my mum used to. Cook this vegetable for a bit of colour for the dish.
Yeah,
she doesn't like it. But as you said, when she pronounced it, she would put on the accent and she'd say, like, what are you having for dinner? You're having, say, chicken, potato, a bit of gravy and some mange tu.
Well,
thank you very much.
Well,
green beans. They're like green beans, aren't there? Beans in
a sack. Killian.
I prefer the sugar snaps, which are slightly different, but they're crunchier. But
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a
mange tu is?
No, I'm from a farm. Like, oh, yeah. You know, I could hear the meat and everything else there, and I was thinking cabbage. Yeah.
it's like tiny little peas in a green pod that you eat.
Okay.
And it's quite soft. Right.
Okay.
Item number two.
Number two is a delicacy to many people. It would be consumed.
I don't know if you call it a delicacy.
You can get it for £4 in the shop across the road.
It's a common alcoholic drink that many people would enjoy.
Sauvignon Blanc?
What do you think?
I'll go Sauvignon Blanc.
I'd go a little bit more on the sauce. Sauvignon.
Sauvignon Blanc. Oui, mais you want some Sauvignon Blanc?
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
We're going to give you that. Yeah.
Okay.
Also known as Sav Blanc.
Yeah. I often just say
Sav
Blanc.
You're from Moon Coin. Right, number two. I don't even know what this is.
Okay, let me look at it. What did I give you? Okay, this is a common starter in an Italian restaurant. It's very popular and most people get it wrong.
Brigitte?
No, not even close.
Brigitte?
Brigitte? No.
Bruschetta. Bruschetta. No.
That's no.
No.
No, believe it or not. That's what most of us say when we're in the Italian restaurant. Irish people say, can I have the bruschetta, please? Okay. But in it, if you're a proper Italian, it is bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
If you are Gino Di Campo, it is bruschetta that you are ordering in the Italian restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of it before.
What's it called? A bruschetta. Gives me a bruschetta there, man, will you?
B-R-U-S-C-H-E-T-T-A. Bruce Cheetah. C-H. Cheetah.
Do you know what I'd call that now? A slice of bread and a few tomatoes on it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You're very smug over there. So we're over to Aoife now for your three words. And again, we're starting with a popular Italian dish.
Oh no! Okay, number one.
Yeah.
Gnocchi?
No, I think you actually pronounced the G. If there's any Italians listening, you can help me out, but I think it's gnocchi. I don't know. I mean, help me out. Ooh. I'm not even sure the answer on that one.
Is gnocchi not a term for something else, like a bit of gnocchi?
No, that's a different spelling. Totally different spelling. That's gnocchi. Yeah, this is G N O C C H I. Gnocchi. Gnocchi.
Okay. Anyway, I was like, whoa, what?
I can't tell you if you're correct or wrong on that one because I don't even know myself.
Okay, we'll double check that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can do the pronunciation voice note, it's 085-102-9103. Gnocchi. Okay. Number two.
Yeah. Champs Elysees.
Okay, say it again.
Champs Elysees.
Yeah,
what the hell is a Champs Elysees?
The Champs Elysees. That's where
it's the most famous
Paris.
Chandelier in France. No, it's not.
No,
a chandelier.
The little arch.
It's in Paris, where Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah.
Oh, beside the sign.
Sur les Champs Elysees.
No, the arch. And do you know the Tour de France?
The Eiffel Tower.
They cycle underneath it. Well, it's
near the Eiffel Tower, but yeah, it's where the Tour de France finishes. Yeah. And the Arc de Triomphe. Have you ever seen Arc de Triomphe?
No.
Okay.
No, I've never been to France.
So, okay, look, it's kind of like, what's the big street on Bagnallstown? Main Street? Called Main Street.
Killary Street.
Okay, it's like Killary Street in Bagnallstown. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I think I have the last one as
okay,
well.
Okay, okay.
Maybe.
So commonly mispronounced, this one, particularly by Irish people. So a hot substance you might get on your pizza. What is it?
It's a jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Or,
hang on now.
Jalapeno.
No, it's not a jalapeno. Say it one more time.
Okay, I have to kind of jalapeno.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Although I'm not sure.
Go on.
Okay? Yeah, I'm not sure there's a no at the end. I think it's jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
I think. Okay. Now, we have an update from Shona Lyons. Will we just go for this? We haven't listened to it.
I haven't listened to it, but what?
But she never curses, so we should be all right. Let's hear what she has to say.
Good morning, you three. I'm on my way to Carlo, and I'm listening to you, and I just want to come out in support of my girl. I obviously can't check it because I'm driving, but I am pretty confident that she's right and it is gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
The G is silent.
Oh, there you go.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. Yeah.
There you go. She has
Hello,
ruled.
Killian. Yeah, two out of three ain't bad, as they say.
Who says that? Meatloaf.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Come on, Michael Bublé.
Now, we're talking Christmas movies. When is too soon to start watching your Christmas movies? I've already watched Christmas with the Cranks and Home Alone this year, this season.
I won't lie, I've done a Home Alone and I'll do it again.
It was the perfect day after the Radio Awards for Home Alone when it came on the telly. Mm. The reason I'm mentioning this to you now is because Netflix have started to announce their big Christmas movies this year, which will be coming, I think, in November. And if I know anything, it's that Netflix, it does some interesting, good mix of Christmas movies. Some quality, some absolute shite scutter.
Can I just say, for anybody that does want to start early, they are actually available. You do have to search for them. They're not coming up
not
with
the
suggested viewing, but they're there.
Okay,
there.
Let me talk to you very quickly about the two big ones they've announced so far. Firstly, it is not Christmas without a Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie on Netflix.
Falling for Christmas was one of the greatest.
What was that one?
She lost her memory and the snow, and then she fell in love with a local guy rather than this really rich influencer fella.
Okay, would you want this year's storyline? You're going
to
love this is right up your street. So Lindsay and Ian Harding play two resentful exes who are forced to spend Christmas together when they find out that their current partners are siblings.
Siblings. Oh, that was a bit of a dark twist that I didn't see coming. They're siblings.
It's a brother and sister these two are going out with, right?
Yeah.
But they used to go out together and now they've been drawn together at Christmas.
Oh, okay. I heard that very differently.
Yeah, I thought Lindsay Lohan was used to go out with her brother.
No, no, yeah, filthy minds, thick minds. So, like, yeah, I mean, do we think they're going to fall back in love? I suspect so.
Oh, I love it.
The other big one they announced last week was Chad Michael Murray, who people will remember as the ultimate heartthrob of the noughties. I can't remember.
He was in One Tree Hill, which I never watched, but I know who he is. Yeah,
yeah, really, really good looking lad. Well, he's turning up the heat this Christmas because he's in a Netflix movie called The Merry Gentleman, which follows a former big city dancer as she travels home for the holidays and stages an all-male Christmas-themed dance review in the hopes of, wait for it, show, this is the bit that gets you, in the hopes of saving her parents' small-town performing venue.
So they're basically bringing Magic Mike to like some kind of back small, street back town. Yeah. Like.
Do you want one more?
Go on.
It's coming. So we're getting the movie based on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's love story. It's going to be called Christmas in the Spotlight. It's on Lifetime and it'll centre around a pop star who happens to meet a professional footballer backstage at their show.
Amazing.
And they start going out and have to balance the life of the hectic football world and her pop star career. Amazing. And will they? I mean, like, they're just ripping off a real life story, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So that's out in November.
A lot of people will say, God, no, that's absolute scutter. I'm not going near it. Not our show. Not our show. So she's just had a quick look and has a list of former Christmas movies that she's really savoured. Set them up.
Lolly's been on She Hates Me. She says, summer is too early to start watching Christmas movies. Okay.
It's October. I hate to bring it to you.
Here we go. Best Christmas ever.
Okay.
Catering Christmas. So Catering Christmas.
Oh, no.
Catering Christmas is about this girl. Obviously, she's a caterer. He comes into town. I think he's like a food reviewer or something. And like they kind of fall in love over like chopping veg and stuff like that. Amazing. This was a brilliant one, right? You will love this. Christmas at the drive-in. So a girl tries to save this small town. Again, like,
oh,
I don't know, kind of like
business,
Southern America. And they're so they decide to do a drive-in, a Christmas drive-in. And it's a disaster because it's freezing. Nobody turns up. But he's really wealthy and he helps her to turn around. But they hate each other at the start.
Yeah, but
they're,
I know,
like,
what
real
happens
rivals
by the end.
And then they're like kissing at the drive-in at the end.
Of course.
A Brush with Christmas.
Okay.
Another classic. Painting.
Oh,
okay. And they're like, they're like, you know, she's an artist and she gives up because she's like, she's lost her kind of artistic mojo, basically. And then he comes along and he's like, oh, again, like they don't like each other.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he's helping her with her strokes. You know?
I bet he is.
You actually watch these, yeah? You're not just making this up.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've watched all these. I just went on to Netflix to do my research to tell you whatever. Angel Fall Christmas. Again, Angel Fall is this beautiful like town that's like falling apart, and this girl is an influencer and she goes to stay in this little guest house, but she's paid to go to this big hotel, but instead she chooses the guest house and she saves like Angel. And she saves Angel
Fall.
Does
she fall in love with the guest house owner?
No, that's a woman in her
70s. Okay.
Nothing wrong with that either.
But she falls in love with her son.
Absolutely.
Well done.
There
well
you
done.
Go. I knew that.
I
was
think
coming.
We leave it there. The last one was a Merry Christmas Wish.
Okay. Look, plenty of options if you want to get in on the buzz early. Not Lolly, though. Not happening.
No. Sorry, Lolly.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Give me that. Start your day laughing. The Island Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with your mates.
Right, okay. All sorts of mad things happen on TikTok, and that's why you're addicted, isn't it?
I just love TikTok.
Yeah.
I just love endlessly scrolling. You wouldn't have got that little nugget about SOS earlier on this morning without me on TikTok.
Absolutely. And lots of things go viral, trends, all the rest. And there's one latest one which is huge. 232,000 posts so far. And it's called the Hear Me Out trend, okay? And basically, TikTokers are announcing who their unhinged crushes are. Those unconventional crushes. The people they fancy are not, sometimes not people, they're cartoon characters, that maybe they shouldn't, or maybe you're almost embarrassed to tell your friends about because they're not the normal studs or beauties that come in the top 10 most beautiful and most handsome lists. And weirdly then they stick it on a cake and they make a video of it. And some of the crushes announced so far, sit down for this.
Okay.
Mr. Bean. We had somebody on about Mr. Bean last week.
Do you know what? I can kind of see it.
What? The tweed suit?
He's a sharp dressed man. He has a love for a teddy.
Well, he does love his teddy.
Good
if
humor.
If he gave you the love that he gives the teddy, you'd be in good spirits. Also on the list, Shrek, David Attenborough, Simba from Lion King, and plenty more. So it's just huge at the moment.
Do you know what? I kind of get the Simba thing, but I got like Nala.
Okay.
So like she was the female one. I don't know why. Not that I'm saying I fancied her.
Yeah.
Did I fancy her?
Well, I remember
it was a cartoon lion, so I don't know if that's weird or not.
I don't know if you remember the Cadbury's Caramel Bunny. It was an animated bunny in this ad way back in the day, and like honestly, all the lads really fancied her. Really fancied her. It was a bunny. It was animated. It was drawn. You know, so now I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot here, Killian, because you do have a lot of unconventional crushes.
Me? Like,
yeah.
What? Because I fancy Denise Welch. Oh.
No, you do think for older women though, don't you?
Like, hey,
not that that's unconventional, but just you know,
sometimes you see someone who's maybe in their 60s or 70s, and you go, "Do you know what? I'd hit it. Do you know? I'd tap that."
Oh God! Oh God!
Sorry, there's TYs here.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. So yeah, okay, interesting.
I don't know. There was one like that I thought was really weird for fancying, and this is a particular. It was like Deathly Hallows, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But there was a video game and there was like this weird witch in it. Like she wasn't one that was in the film. But it
okay.
was like, it was kind of an older witch again, but there was just something about like the way she spoke and stuff and she was doing a spell. If anyone played that game, you'll know the one I'm on about. But it was like a video game character. So it was like, should I?
Should I go there?
Should I go there?
Is it okay to lie awake and think about her at night? Well, look, we want a little bit of honesty on the show this morning and we will reward it with a Beat Breakfast travel
mug. Not escaping this now.
I'm still pondering mine, but I will tell you shortly, okay? I'm just thinking
about it. I heard someone in this vicinity fancied SpongeBob, but I don't know who that could be.
SpongeBob? I'm trying to think. No, I don't think. I'm a huge SpongeBob fan, you know. I'm trying to think. Like Sandy is, but I don't know if she's unconventional. Do you watch SpongeBob?
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, I think she's normal hot.
Yeah, and who else? The Shrek thing, you mentioned it there. A lot of my friends from college adore Shrek. Like literally, like I think.
Are you going to be really cruel though and say that you like the nice Fiona rather than the ogre Fiona?
Well, yeah. Sorry, that's a bit cruel.
Okay, and I have to be honest, I still wasn't expecting some of the names that have come in this morning. Liv, good morning. How are you? Oh, you're over here. There you are. How's things? We're good. And you?
Yeah, very good. I'm just on my way to drop my brother off to school.
Okay. Right. If we were to, like, kind of play some music in the background, the theme tune to the Smurfs, would it get you all? Whoa.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So it's not actually a blue Smurf you're here to talk about, though.
No, it's not.
Okay, go on, get it out there, let it out there. This is an open space. We're all friends here.
Right. No judgment, but I've always had a thing for Gargamel.
What is it? Is it the suit and that little kind of ringy thing around his neck?
The hunchback.
What does it for you?
You know what? It's everything. Like the hair and the nose and everything. Like, do you know what it is though? I am a really big fan of Friends, so I think the fact that it's Hank Azaria as well.
Okay.
Like the fact that I just know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the black cape and just the power he has, and he thinks he's so cool. No, I just love it.
Okay.
So it's not a fireman. It's not, you know, a police officer. If anyone was to dress up for you, it'd be Gargamel.
Gargamel.
Oh, Gargamel all the way.
Okay. I'll buy a costume.
You're a legend. We got a travel mug on the way to you. Have a great day. All right.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
Cheers. Save yourself, Liv. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, let's get through a few of the other ones here on the text line. No name on this. Hear me out, but Simon Harris is a beautiful man. Yay or nay for the Taoiseach work experienced girls? Just yes, yes, no. Shout.
Taoiseach, yes or no?
No. It's a no from the work experience girls on that one, I'm afraid. But there was always something about Elvis out of Fireman Sam as well, that message says.
I searched Elvis. I used to have a little cousin who was obsessed with Fireman Sam. She had the Fireman Sam teddy. It's literally, do you know what Fireman Sam looks like?
Yeah.
It's literally Fireman Sam with just an Elvis-style haircut.
It's the same face, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same face.
Anthony was on Lola Rabbit from Space Jam. We've looked up the pictures. Very curvy.
Yeah, nice.
Now this one, really, Nicole was on to us. Michael Myers, lads. I go weak at the knees from. Do you know Michael Myers from the Halloween movies with the face mask?
I was thinking of someone else. I was thinking of the Shrek voice.
That's his face. Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Yeah,
oh.
But Michael Myers is the baddie in Halloween.
So what is it?
We don't even know what his face looks like.
So it's just if someone has a like plastic bag over there.
Yeah, You like the Rubber Bandits.
Okay,
same kind.
That's your thing. That's okay.
Yeah. In relation to the hear me out, let's take one more. Let's take a voice note on this, and this one is from Rachel. Rachel.
Hi, Beat. So the person that I would have had a crush on, which would have been a celebrity, would have been Matthew Grey Gobler out of Criminal Minds. everybody always used to go for Morgan, but I used to think that he was just fab. I don't know why. But yeah, I thought he was a great actor. But everyone was like, what? Why would you think he's good looking? But I don't know. There was something about him.
Yeah, well, we actually, again, we're pulling up all the pics here. He's not a bad looking guy, but you were saying his character was actually quite dark.
Yeah, kind of like, kind of mysterious, the whole kind of nerd kind of character when your man was more action and he had his biceps out the whole time and he was just like, ooh, let me type in a computer and find the criminal.
Kelly says, hear me out, but Shane McGowan from the Pogues. Okay, each their own. We all have our own
taste.
Can't
agree with that one, though.
And I was thinking during the Beat Bangers there, so I'll tell you, like, my first proper crush, right? And I don't think this is that bad, except for it's a cartoon. He-Man. Remember He-Man?
Yeah.
He'd be a kind of normal guy and then the muscles would come and, yeah.
He-Man.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Right, time for Beat the Bomb. And this week, teaming up with Secret Valley Wildlife Park in Clonroach in Wexford. Loads of Halloween events for the little ones, the family and the big ones. And all the details at secretvalley.ie for info and tickets. And we've got a duo.
Yeah, husband and wife duo, Thomas and Tracy in Waterford. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Oh, well, good, good, good. How are you this morning? What are you up to?
I'm just dropping myself to work. Okay. She's kind of looking at me now saying, oh my God, why did you write?
What have we done? What have we done?
Tracy, don't worry about it. Like, you can kind of, you don't have to do much, but also, like, you win anyway. So it's a good situation to be in, all right?
That's it, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Come here, are you very in sync, the two of you? Like, would you say you're a good duo?
Oh, we are, yeah. Oh, we are, yeah.
Yeah. In what way?
Yeah. Oh, she's always telling me what to do.
Yeah, that's in sync, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good marriage. Yeah.
Yes, the secret to a happy marriage. And what are you up to for the weekend?
Working. I'm working, she's working the whole time, so yeah, so we're on shift work, so.
Okay. Oh, shift work, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, let's get to it. Are you ready? Let's do it. 102 seconds.
Yeah.
Good effort now for the
Come
Friday.
On now.
And let's start the clock.
Beat the bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Who started their late night talk show first? Was it Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel?
Kimmel.
Yes, it wasn't me and Oh Carolina. Are hits from what well-known rapper?
Shaggy.
Yeah. In what southeast county is the town of Barntown located?
Wexford.
Is right. What is 25 plus 85 minus 30?
80.
Go on, Thomas. The Oval is a stadium in England used primarily for what sport?
Cricket.
Yes. Who sings Hot to Go?
Pass.
Chapel Roan. 1989 is an album from what singer?
Adele.
No, it's Taylor Swift. What's the Irish word for water?
Ishka.
Yes. What soap is set in Albert Square?
EastEnders.
Is right. What actress starred as Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games movies?
Pass.
That's Jennifer Lawrence. A constellation is the name for a group of what?
Stars.
Yes. What app beginning with U provides a taxi service?
Uber.
Yes. In what county would you find the annual Cats Laughs Festival?
Kilkenny.
Yes. What is 8 p.m. on the 24-hour clock?
2000.
Is right. What Marvel Comics what Marvel Comics character is known for transforming into a green monster?
Pass.
That's the Hulk.
The Hulk. Didn't hear much from you, Tracy, there now.
She was supporting him.
No, she's climbing at me, all right.
Tracy, you were just letting him have his moment, weren't you?
Yeah, that's it. I was telling
them
most of them.
Oh, were you? Okay, the brains, silent partner.
The brains
in the operation. Listen, lads, you got 11 points. 11 points. That's not bad at all. It's not the highest of the week, but we do have the family pass for you to go along and have some Halloween fun at Secret Valley Wildlife Park. All right?
Lovely, thank
have
you.
A great
thanks so much for playing, guys. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
There you go. It means Sabrina from Fridays, from Tuesdays, our overall winner. She's going to get her lunch as well at the Hungry Tortoise Cafe and Restaurant. And all the info you need at secretvalley.ie. Right, here's some cuts.
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
These are the unsung heroes of all of the entertainment that we enjoy. They never get the credit. I have to say, arguably up there, top three, top five favourite comedies is Extras, Ricky Gervais.
Oh, one of the greatest.
So brilliant.
Actually, I do love, what I love about this segment is that, you know, we asked you, have you been an extra? We want to kind of praise you this morning. And a lot of people are like, well, no, I haven't, but I'm related to.
But my brother, my partner, my sister. Yeah. Let's read a couple of them just coming in before we go to our caller. Now, we're going to hear Vikings is a very popular one this morning. And we did have a message here from Joanne who says, welcome back, show. Myself and my daughters, aged 6 and 4 at the time, were extras in Vikings, and they got to throw cabbages at a main actress, and they still talk about it. And myself and my partner did the extra 4 more times over the years in Vikings. It was a great experience.
Do you know what, for kids as well, that's a brilliant thing to be able to say you did. Jenny was on, I've never been an extra, but my uncle and aunt worked on Uncharted and John Wick 4. That's decent.
Kel says, my partner's brother, Aiden, he was an extra in Saving Private Ryan, and his friend Jamie was an extra in Braveheart.
Our lovely Sharon was on to us. This is brilliant, right? She said, morning guys, not an extra story. We'll accept it though, Sharon.
Okay, we'll take answer.
We're not desperate, but like, I just like it. My sister, Melissa Hill, is an author, and one of her books was made into a Hallmark movie. And can I just say, Sharon, I've read all of those books, and I haven't seen the Hallmark movie, but I will now check it out.
Okay, right. We were looking at the Southeast Greatest Extra. We've picked our choice this morning. Sammy, good morning. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Now, thanks.
I just think you need a bit of an intro because, you know, the extras don't always get it. So
you're just not like the extra. You're like really up there. Like, you're a top tier extra, we believe, anyway, Sammy. Talk to us about the show. What was it?
It was Viking Series 2 I was on.
Okay. And like,
I was one of the shield maidens.
A shield maiden? What's a shield maiden?
We were female warriors.
Oh, you were a warrior. Of course. Okay, and what was your costume like? Describe it to us.
Well, I found out the first day that it was really, really cold and you needed to put lots of layers on underneath you because we were up around Lugalad, the Wicklow Mountains, and I'll never forget the first day on set because I was sitting on the beach and splashing water up into my face, and I honestly, God, I thought I was going to die of the cold.
You needed thermals.
Lots of thermals. Like, so it was kind of like sack kind of clothes and leather straps on the wrists and that kind of thing.
Kinky.
I don't think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you had a load of adventures you were telling us during this. There was just a lot of crack. Tell us some of the things you got up to.
Well, obviously we went to war plenty of times, and the shield walls, that's what I was saying about nearly losing my front teeth. When you have shield walls, all the shields are beside each other, so to stop people's spears and arrows coming in at you and stuff.
Jeez,
obviously that can go wrong.
Yeah, but did you have to sign something to say? Like, I mean, I just assumed as an extra you're just kind of like there. I didn't think you were putting your life in your
hands.
Yeah.
Well, obviously the weaponry is like fake weaponry and stuff like that. The shields now were fairly solid though. They were fairly decent.
Okay. And there were a lot of boats as well? Boats?
Yeah, the long boats. We were out in like Loch Dan, Lugalad, kind of all those areas out in the boats and stuff. So there was a bit of rowing involved and jumping into the water.
Like, what a mad experience, and like a really kind of cool show to be part of. But there was another kind of element, I suppose, Sammy, that really kind of excited you.
Ragnar.
Yeah, Ragnar. Talk to us about Ragnar.
Go on, describe.
Yeah, now Ragnar, now in fairness, like, the staff there were brilliant. The main characters were lovely. Lagertha was lovely. Travis was lovely. But like, I have pictures of me and him, you know, sitting down the grass together, me and the girls and himself sitting on the grass together. He'd give you hugs. Just an absolute gentleman.
You still think about it, don't you? The hugs.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because, like, he's a big fella.
Yeah, and like, I think, am I right, Travis Fimmel? He started as a model and then became an actor. Like, he's been known as being
a grand model.
Yeah.
They're good hugs.
Yeah, no, but he's just such a lovely person as well. Like, again, he's slumming it with the extras, you know?
Mm.
Oh, isn't that a really nice thing to say, like, that you were working with these people that are big stars?
Would you do it again? Would you be interested in doing more extras work if it came up?
Well, I did actually end up going for a second thing. It was, I can't remember the name of it now, but it was a stunt double on a motorbike for some English thing that was getting filmed over here. But I went up for a few days filming and I never actually was needed on set. So great, I had my own like little mobile home and everything for that one. It was living a life of luxury.
No way.
And getting paid quite quite nicely for it.
Yeah. I'm in my trailer. Do not disturb
me.
Can I
ask you before you go, Sammy? I think I kind of know the answer. Will you be applying for the Hallmark movie extra?
Well, unfortunately, I'm now a truck driver, so I don't have time to be going for extra jobs.
My brother, though, he works
for the film companies, but he's like head of transport and he's worked on Fast X and...
Okay.
Brilliant. Mission Impossible and all them. If I ever want a driving job in the films, I could probably get one.
Deadly.
Love it.
Listen, we love it. You're a star. We've got a travel mug on the way to you. You are the Southeast greatest extra this morning.
Congratulations,
well done.
Sammy. Tell your friends,
day.
Okay?
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, hon. Bye.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. Thanks a million for chatting to us, Marie.
You're
well
great
done.
Weekend. Bye-bye.
No problem at all.
Bye, hon. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Okay, 9:28. It's Beat Breakfast.
Wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
Meg is with us. Yay. For our viral update. Before we get to that, how are you this morning? People might have seen the video on Beat Socials with your challenge yesterday involving beans and... A shocking amount of tomato ketchup, which you have a lifelong fear of.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I must admit, if you've watched the video, you can clearly see that I was really sad.
I think you were so brave. I would not let someone pour milk on me.
It was actually really difficult. I was sat inside for ages. I was like, I really don't think I can do this. Mm. But I'd already committed to the cause, so I went through with it. But I don't smell like ketchup and beans anymore, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, you look real fresh today.
Yeah. I did give you my tracksuit ends for the challenge.
Yes,
How are they?
I don't know.
Oh.
I actually don't know where they are at the moment because I did ask Darren to dispose of them for me.
Oh, okay.
But I think he forgot.
Are they like an old pair that you had in your office?
They're an old Beat pair. They were like one of a kind. But
they were merch. Classic.
They had a good life. They did a few Oxygens. They did a few festivals. And then they ended with a bang with beans and ketchup.
Shout out to you for protecting the rest of my wardrobe.
What would he have had to do if he had lost?
A TikTok dance.
I'm so raging.
I know.
I'm so raging.
Can we come up with some master plan? I know he's not awake right now. Yeah. Some master plan to get Darren to do a TikTok dance.
Yeah, we need to think of a way to make this happen.
It has to happen. Mm.
Like, that is just, like, I love you and all, and it was funny. The beans were funny, but, like, I would pay decent money. Like, if I won the cash machine, I would spend my money on Darren doing
I wonder, could we bribe him?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to viral trends this week. You've got a couple of bits for us.
Yes, so if you're not chronically online at the moment, you may have missed the hate train, okay, that has been sent towards YouTuber and rapper KSI following the release of his latest song Thick of It.
It's a big tune and it's doing really well in the charts, but what are people saying about it?
People are just, it's maybe mainly his friends and a lot of YouTubers, a lot of influencers are just giving out about the song. They don't like the lyrics. They don't think it's very well produced. Even his brother has mocked his clip on YouTube. From the screen to the ring to the pen to the king. Where's my crown? That's my bling. Always drama when I ring. See, I believe. So they're using that part of the song, right? Mm-hmm. And they're trying to they're mocking him, and they're basically saying they're ending the song angry and then giving the notion that he should quit music.
Oh. Right.
I mean, there's not like a bit of family kind of banter, is there?
But you're suspicious about this, Megan.
Okay, because a lot of people online are saying the song is not that bad.
No, it's actually it's his best performance song in a long time.
Yeah, okay, so this all seems like a bit of a hate campaign that was quite intentional, not to hurt him, but to promote his song, because now everybody online is talking about his song, and like the influencers, the TikTokers, they're going to make the sound go viral by saying all this bad stuff about it, but at the same time everyone is commenting being like, we love the song. So it just sounds like a ploy to make him that song go big.
And also he's kind of front and centre right now because he's a judge on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So it's working in his favour now. So half the internet are hating on KSI. The other half of the internet are lip syncing to this viral sound.
Do you know them?
No. But in Declurb, we all fam.
What?
In Declurb, we all fam. I don't... In the club, we are all family.
So where did this come from and what is it?
Yeah, I love this.
I took a while because I've been hearing it all week, and I was like, where is this from? So it's actually obviously originated on TikTok. It uses audio pulled from a 2016 episode of the TV show Broad City. I've never heard of it before.
I've heard of it, but I've not watched this.
Have you?
Yeah.
It has featured in over 135,000 videos since the start of the month. Well, middle of the month. And celebrities, influencers have jumped on it. Sabrina Carpenter has posted a video, 14.8 million views on her video, which he had captioned, "My 30-year-old fans trying to talk to my 12-year-old fans."
You do it. Go on.
"In the club, we all fam."
You should... Yeah. Go on.
"In the club, we all fam."
It's a bit more of an R. In the club, we all fam. You should say that to the Mayor of Wexford on the stage at the launch of the Opera Festival tonight.
"I'm going to hold the Mayor's chains tonight, Meg."
No. Hey, you love a good Mayor. What's going on?
You're not
going
to hold them. You're wearing them.
He's getting me to put them on. Can I just say, before Meg goes, can I say something?
Yeah.
You meet influencers, babe.
Yes. Watch us go.
Niall tried to poo-poo my birthday purchase, right? So I'm getting
docs. Sounds like a midlife crisis.
Oh, yay.
To me.
On the back of wearing yours at Shine for the Shona Project last week, right?
I am an influencer.
Yeah, you're an influencer to me. And I got a message in from Catherine. "Show, I ordered those exact Doc Martin boots during the week. I've wanted them for ages. Saw you wearing them that day on Instagram. Was influenced. They're unreal. You're an influencer and I am officially influenced." So in your face.
Yeah. In the club.
In the club, we all fam.
Right, thanks.
Get up! I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
It's Tuesday. It's World Grouch Day. We're going into battle this morning. Team Grouch versus Team Happy. And I think let's start with Team Grouch.
I hate you so much right now. Jesus.
Hey, Sarah, good morning. Hello, Sarah.
Well, hello. Good morning. How are you?
She doesn't even have the time to be talking to us. She's so grouchy this morning. Well, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How much of a grouch are you now? Like, would you be irritable? Would you be quiet? How does the grouch come out in you, Sarah?
Definitely quiet. I need silence in the morning when I wake up. These people who wake up in the morning and they're like, "Morning." It's like, no, please, no, no. I need at least half an hour to an hour of silence, cup of tea on the way to work. And by the time I get to work, then I'm ready for the day. You're but these morning people,
just
yeah,
about ready
no.
to cope with humans by the time you get in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Sarah, I don't understand this commotion. We used to have a colleague here, David, and I used to sit upstairs beside him in work, and he was like, "No one talks to me until 11 a.m. in the morning. No one comes
yeah,
near
that
me."
Makes sense.
And I'm all like, "Hey, like, you're in a workplace. Be happy. Come on now, Sarah. Can we convince you?"
See, I have about a 40-minute drive before I get to work. So by the time I get there, I'm ready for the day. But that 40-minute drive, I need just the radio on. I won't answer a phone call, nothing. I just need silence just to get my head into the day.
Okay. I need you to just stay there for a minute because I need you to meet your nemesis this morning.
And okay.
This is Miss Happy. Miss Happy, who loves mornings. Sandy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
How's your day going so far, Sandy?
Well, I get up early because I love the mornings. I just love the solitude to have like an hour or 2 hours before you wake family and you get... Like, I have nearly everything done now for the day.
Oh, yeah. God. Do you know sound like you?
Yeah, I have washing out. I have the school lunches are done. The work lunches are done. They're gone to work. I'm stripping the couches. I'm not normally a grouch in the morning, but you have made me a little bit grouchy because I just did lovely poached eggs and then you rang me to talk on the radio.
Oh,
but
so
that's
sorry.
Okay.
Everything is about timing with poached eggs.
No, I absolutely agree. Yeah. As my father says, Sandy, you probably have a day's work done before most people are out of bed.
Yeah, and it's not even that. Like, you wake up. And now in this day and age, we're lucky to be waking up, to be fair, because there's so much badness around us, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I go to a nightclub now in the morning. Don't ask me to go out in the nighttime now.
Like, mornings are your thing.
If we're going out for a meal or anything, it's like 6 o'clock. If we're going out drinking, it's like 5 o'clock, home by eight. There's none of this like going out at 9 o'clock business now. That's pyjama time.
I have to go back to Sarah. What would it be like if you were living with Sandy in the mornings and you had these clashes going on?
Oh God, we'd have to have like separate parts of the house or something. You stay up that end and I'll stay down this end. And we'd be the complete opposite because see the way she's saying that like everything is in the morning. I'm the opposite. So everything is done. Like the lunches, the uniform, everything is done at night time when I can deal with things.
Okay.
And then in the morning it's just a case of get up, get your tea, and off you go. Yeah, so we're polar opposites.
Okay,
yeah, polar. Yeah,
you are both wonderful in your own way. Okay, and you keep living your best.
I think I'm more wonderful because I make the best. But that's just an opinion.
I don't want to round.
Girls, we love you both. Have a great day. All right.
You too. Have a great day.
Bye.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
You've been following this storyline on the show for the last couple of weeks. show has a thing for chains, mayoral chains. Two events in Waterford, Run for Life, and when I brought her as my plus one to the mayor's ball, made a show of me. She just wanted to hold the mayor's chains, see how heavy they were.
I don't know if I made a show of you, because you were quite happy to take a picture of it.
I just needed to capture it. Okay. And then, of course, last week there was the whole chase to find the mayor of Ibiza.
Yep.
And as we learned, she did find the mayor of Ibiza, a wonderful woman named Carmen who met up with her, but the mayor of Ibiza does not wear chains. She said she's humble.
Well, it's not a thing there. Mm. Like she said, no, in Spain they don't really do it. So I just kind of held her necklace, which was just a dainty little thing. But anyway,
so, tonight is a big night in Wexford because it's the launch of the Opera Festival. Oh, huge night.
Wait. Sorry, stand by everybody. Stand by for this. Fireworks night.
Yeah. So there's two things that Shona Lyons loves in life. Number one is fireworks. And the second thing is mayoral chains. Yeah. So you went public this week on Facebook, is that right?
Yeah, so it's obviously my hometown, and I saw this post on Facebook by the lovely Mayor George Lawler, and he announced that he has officially been asked to open the Opera Festival in Wexford this evening. And, you know, like an honour as somebody from Wexford. And so I commented on his post and I said, delighted for you, George, legend. Important and crazy question, but I'm on a bit of a roll with meeting mayors of late. So wondering, will it be possible to hold your chains that night, and can we make this happen? And a couple of people that listened to this show commented and said, can we do this for her, George? So let's go to the source, shall we?
Is he over on
He's on the phone.
Old school. George, good morning. How are you?
Shauna and Niall, what can I say? A wonderful time here in Wexford, and tonight is the big night for the 73rd Wexford Opera Festival, where the fireworks light up the whole sky. But I know that Shauna has this thing for chains and mayoral chains in particular, so tonight we're going to get her to hold the gold. keep pace with the necklace, reign with the chain, show flair as the mayor. She's going to swing on the bling.
Swing on the bling is my favourite one.
Swing on the bling. We're going to get this lady of Wexford in our hometown to don the 171-year-old mayoral chain.
Wow.
And wear it with passion and pride.
Passion and pride. I'm going to wear it. Is it heavy, George?
It's a little bit heavy, but I think you'll manage.
Okay. So is this like an official, like you're on Beat Breakfast now, this is like an official, like it's not if I try and get to you tonight.
This is the invite of Wexford Festival Opera. Oh. The invite.
Okay.
Not just your, you know, beating about the bush. We're going to do this. Mm.
Okay. So do I just make my way up to, like, how do I kind of get on the podium?
if you make your way up through security, avoid the snipers and all that, and you just make sure that you make contact with me. You'll see me. I'm the guy wearing the black suit and the gold thing. We'll make it happen.
Okay. Amazing.
So Mayor. Excited. We're going to swing on the bling.
Best of luck tonight.
On the bling.
Oh, brilliant. Listen, I can't wait to see you later. And thank you so much for entertaining me.
We look forward to it, Shauna.
Bye.
Have a good day, George. Bye. Mind yourself.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. I'd love to. Who have we got?
Eamon, good morning. How's things?
Good, yourselves?
We're good. What are you up to for the weekend?
I've got off actually the weekend. I'm going to Galway there for a few nights. So.
Lovely.
Nice.
Galway.
I love Galway.
It's a long old drive, though.
That's
right. Are you going out when you get there? Or?
Yeah, I'm going out, 40th, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
very
nice.
Good.
Nice, okay. Yeah. And it'll probably end up in the Supermax in Air Square.
Of course.
It's a lovely one.
Probably,
yeah.
You can't go to Galway without Supermax.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, explain how this works, show.
Okay, Eamon, you have decided to kickstart your weekend by taking me on in a round of Snickers versus Knickers. I'm going to answer the Snickers questions and you're going to answer the Knickers questions. And we're just going to go for it, give it a lash, see what happens. So, do you want to go first or will I?
I'll go first.
Okay, let's go. First question then for Eamon.
Eamon, if I'm putting on something in 15 denier, where on my body am I putting it?
Tights.
Go on.
You're late.
Good.
You're late.
Well done. That's a point for Eamon.
Well done. Well done. You didn't even take a breath there. It was just straight in.
No, you're genius.
Okay, over to show then for your first question on this. Car uses a 4-stroke engine. Can you name any of the 4 strokes? in car terms. A car uses a four-stroke engine. Can you name any of the four strokes?
A four-stroke engine. Yeah. I've had a lot of issues with my engine, Eamon.
You should know.
On the Countryman, I've had a lot of issues. And I'm just going to go for it, Eamon, and I'm just going to say... Do you know the answer, actually? Don't say it if you do, but do you know it?
No, I don't.
It doesn't.
Good,
okay.
Good.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with my favourite stroke, which is the brush stroke.
No, the strokes are intake, compression, combustion and exhaust.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But that was a good guess. Fair play to you. You tried.
Thanks.
Right, over to Eamon for question two.
Eamon, I'm deciding between bonds or tapes. What am I getting done?
Ooh, that's hard. Bonds.
Hair extensions.
Oh my
Eamon.
God!
You who are you. You are a genius.
Yeah. It's 2 points, right? Oh,
what happened to himself?
Back to show for question number two.
Oh yeah,
it's tools this time.
Oh, I love a tool.
if I had a lopper tool, L O P P E R, a lopper tool. What would I be using it for? If you get anywhere close to this, I'll give it to you. Lopper tool.
Do you know this, Eamon? These are hard. Like he's after coming out with these. Like, I mean, I don't know what
she's been skiving off all week. It's about time, like, we put her to the test here.
I don't know what he's
a lopper. Everyone knows what a lopper is. Come on now.
Did you know what a lopper was before you?
I would have had a guess.
A lopper is like, I'd say, where am I using it? You have to give me like
you're outdoors.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say like I'm probably like doing some deep work in the ground and I'm trying to lop it. Like I'm trying to dig deep into the soil. I'm lopping. I'm just lopping that soil and getting it up. Do you think I'm right, Eamon?
I would never know.
What would you guess, Eamon, if you lopper?
What would I say? Clippers, no?
Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, you'd be really in the right area there because a lopper is a pruner with a long handle. You essentially cut branches with it, so like a clipper.
That's a clipper.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
just a fancy name for it. So
you don't get a point for that.
No, you don't.
Like, good guess.
But neither do you, show. Neither do you.
Yeah.
Right. On to question number three.
Eamon, like this could be your moment, hon. This is question number three. If you get this right, it's just like you go into the weekend. You go to Galway a hero. What comes in hipster, bikini, and boy? The indicator is really
jeans.
Adding to the tension.
Yeah, yeah. So you see
jeans.
That? Jeans.
No, it's not the right answer. No. It was knickers.
Yeah, it's in the title of the game.
Yeah.
Knickers. You're disappointed in yourself there, Eamon. That was quite a sight.
I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed in herself here.
Okay.
Who's with you?
The wife.
Mayor and Keith.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, they're having a little.
Okay,
it's
right. Look,
there.
Last
okay.
question
yeah,
for show
on.
Then this morning. It's a sporting question. You can get this one. What was the original name for ping pong? Do you like ping pong?
Yo. Ping pong is like table tennis.
Yeah, ping pong. But they had another name before. It was called ping pong.
I've got
multiple choice here.
Okay, okay.
So was it A, whiff waff? Was it B, wink wank? Or was it C, riff raff? So whiff waff, wink wank, or riff raff? What do you think the original name for ping pong
I mean,
was?
I don't really care what it is. I just want it to be wink wank. So is it?
No, it was whiff waff. I'm sorry. But good guess. You tried. Eamon, you're our winner this morning.
Well done, mister. Do you want to say a few words?
I will. I just want to say, my little fellow wants to say something here.
Can I give a shout out to Skellercone Primary School?
Of course you can. And do you want to say congratulations to your dad? He's the reigning champion of Snickers versus Snickers.
Yeah.
Nothing to say there.
Thanks very much.
You're so welcome.
You have a great weekend in Galway, Eamon, all right?
Bye.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.